It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right here, right
now. Hey everybody, Tim Moore from The Bulwark. Every once in a while I got to do a video for me. And so I'm asking to stick with me while I go off on the governor in my state, the worst governor in America, Janky Jeff Landry. Janky Jeff, over the last 72 hours, has been talking about building statues to Charlie Kirk, interfering in private universities' business. He has been getting numbers back about just how much of a disaster his governance of the state is. He's been telling Donald Trump that he can send the National Guard into our state, even though we don't need it. And most importantly and most offensively, he's been interfering himself in the LSU Tigers football head coach search. And let me tell you, he can fuck all that other stuff up, but if he screws up this search, if he damages LSU football, that might be the one thing that could take him down in the state. And it's certainly enough to get me onto this YouTube page to talk about him. So let's run through all of his offenses. Our little Donald Trump bootlicker. In this video I'm about to play you, and this isn't just like, this is so embarrassing. Sometimes Louisiana politicians, you know, they got attitude, they're funny, they got weird accents. You know, maybe they're a little corrupt, you roll your eyes, but that's just Louisiana. He has all of that. But with no swag, no riz. I mean, he just is just like this sort of taking his little tongue and just coddling Donald Trump's tiny sack. It's just so shameful and embarrassing. Look at him. Ugh. Okay. You guys probably don't know this whole story. You don't need to care about LSU football to care about this, but just for the background, we fired our football coach, Brian Kelly, because he was an absolute disaster. That's been a downer for me this fall because that was going to be a big distraction. And now the question is, who's going to replace him? Who's going to hire the replacement? The governor of the state should not really be involved in that in any way. But he has inserted himself, and he was asked about that at his press conference. And here is his answer.
We are not going down a failed path. And I wanted to tell you something. This is a pattern. The guy that's here now that wrote that contract cost Texas A&M $70-something million. Right now, we got a $53 million liability. We are not doing that again. And you know what? I believe that we're going to find a great coach. I mean, maybe we'll let President Trump pick it. He loves winners.
I mean, you might notice his accent, but like, you don't have to know anything about who the LSU AD is or any of that to know that we don't want Donald Trump choosing the next football coach. And like the fact that you have to like sidle up to him and try to get, oh, Mr. Trump, love me. Go and bring him up during, like, what are you doing? This is so pathetic. It is such sub behavior, beta male behavior. It's fucking embarrassing. Look at that outfit. Ugh. Okay. Then just a little bit more. Here he is. He's continuing.
Because here's what y'all reporters need to do. Y'all need to start looking at who represents all these people, like these agents. You know what's interesting? If I'm not mistaken, Woodard's agent, Kelly's agent, the Texas A&M, they're all the same agent. Like, you realize if I would be, I don't know how y'all, how many sports writers we got here today? Like, just you. We should have a bunch. Okay? Like, this is ridiculous. Lawyers would be disbarred for the way these agents act and the way they're able to represent. In fact, there's no doubt, they may even represent some of the players now. Like, it's really time for the NCAA to put on some guardrails in college sports.
you don't need to know the details of this, but like there's a super agent, Jimmy Sexton, who is a key player as the manager, lawyer, agent for a lot of these big coaches, some of the coaches that we're going to be trying to get. How is it helpful for the governor of the state to be like randomly trashing him? Like randomly trashing other agents and other teams and AADs? Like, stay the fuck out of it. Stay the fuck out of it. The only thing you're supposed to do when it comes to sports, if you're a governor, is cheer on your team. Cheer on your team and promise that they'll have the resources from the state and the support from the state that they need. That's what you're supposed to do. Not like try to micromanage this and seem like you're going to be involved. No, shut up. Shut up. If we lose out on a coach because you're shitting on their agent, like I'm going to come up there to Baton Rouge myself. And I'm going to be holding a one-man vigil outside your office. I'll be taping the podcast from there. Stop it, Jeff Landry. Like I said, it wasn't just that. He also, in addition to the Donald Trump hagiography and just becoming like a Donald Trump fangirl, the governor of the state is also, doing everything he can to try to ride the PR wave following the assassination of Charlie Kirk. You know, he wants to co-opt the Charlie Kirk legacy as much as possible. Once again, interfering what's happening on LSU's campus. Here is Jeff Landry's proposal for what he wants to see built there in Baton Rouge.
Hey, everyone. Governor Jeff Landry here tonight, wanting to thank the entire Turning Point family. Because tonight, unbelievable, over 1,500 people came to listen to Turning Point USA. Thank you. Big shout out to LSU Turning Point. And so we're here on campus next to Mike the Tiger, and we're going to put a challenge out to the LSU Board of Supervisors to find a place to put a statue of Charlie Kirk to defend the freedom of speech on college campuses. Come on, ladies and gentlemen, let's see if we can be the first campus to do it.
Okay, I'm taking a deep breath here. Everybody here knows I'm not asking anybody to be rude or nasty or whatever to Charlie Kirk or his family after his assassination. He's dead. Like, I think we can move forward and be respectful. The idea that he deserves a statue on LSU's campus, it's fucking insane, okay? Charlie Kirk is a college dropout, all right? So it's not somebody that you're kind of trying to honor at a university. He isn't from Louisiana. He didn't go to LSU. He has no connection to the university. He didn't even finish college, okay? Like, there is no reason to honor him. There are a million LSU graduates out there or people from the state of Louisiana who have done great things, who have done honorable things, who have reflected the values of free speech, the values of the state and the country that you could build statues to. Like, I don't really care that much about statues. It's not my big issue, but like, this is ridiculous. Like, why would you build a Charlie Kirk statue at LSU? You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Molar Takes is sponsored by Soul. Struggling to switch off at night? Soul's out of office gummies help me relax, quiet my thoughts, and help me fall asleep naturally. Just the right balance of CBD and THC to ease me into a restful night. And it doesn't get much more restful or cozy than these fall nights. You need to wake up every day at your best. You know how much my parenting skills have improved because I am sleeping deeply and I'm waking up locked and ready the next day. Soul is a wellness brand that believes feeling good should be fun and easy. Soul specializes in delicious hemp-derived THC and CBD products designed to boost your mood and help you unwind. Their best-selling out-of-office gummies were designed to provide a mild, relaxing buzz, boost your mood, enhance your creativity, and relaxation. With 5 different strengths, you can tailor the dose to fit your vibe, from a gentle 1.5 milligram microdose, which is, pretty good for the parenting, to their newest 15 milligram gummy, for a more elevated experience, the Tim Miller experience. Soul has a variety of products specifically designed to help you get a better night's rest, including their top-selling Sleepy Gummies, a fan favorite for deep, restorative sleep. Bring on the good vibes and treat yourself to Soul today. Right now, Soul is offering our audience 30% off your entire order. What is steal? Go to getsoul.com and use the code BulwarkTakes. That's getsoul.com. Promo code BulwarkTakes for 30% off.
I wouldn't want a statue of a resistance hero that is not from Louisiana, that didn't go to college, to be built at a college in Louisiana either. So, like, it is pathetic. You think even the MAGA people could see through this? Like, it's so sad. Like, in addition to this, he intervened at Loyola University right down the street from me here, and and is saying that the state is going to intervene because Loyola's campus rejected a TPUSA chapter. Again, I don't care about what the rules and regulations are around formation of clubs at private universities, and neither should the governor. Okay. Maybe Loyola should let the TPUSA people in. Maybe not. Maybe they filled out the paperwork wrong. I don't. Who cares? Who cares? That's a problem. It's an issue for the Loyola University student newspaper and for their board of regents and for the alums of that school. The governor of the state should not be interfering in a private university and forcing them to have a club. Okay. That is not how things work in a free society. If there are people that don't want to go to Loyola because they're upset about this, they can go to other universities. There are plenty of universities in the country. People can choose to go there. Like there is no mandate from heaven in America. Like it's not like we're not in China where every university has to have a tribute to Chairman Xi like in their quad. Like that's not how things work. Some universities are more conservative, some are more liberal. It's a pluralistic society. Jeff Landry, focus on something the fuck else. And to my point of why you should focus on something the fuck else, you know what else came out today? Amidst this whole furor where the governor of the state is like micromanaging a football coaching hire, attacking the athletic director of university, attacking a separate private university for their club policies, demanding that statues be built to people who are not even from the state. Amidst while he's doing all of that, here's another news item that I saw reading my local paper. There is a new Wallet Hub that its new ranking of the states, kind of how they're doing on a bunch of metrics economically. Here's Louisiana when it comes to overall rank for job market strength and economic vitality. 49th. 40th for job opportunities, 42nd for unemployment rate, 48th for median annual income, 50th for job security. Shout out to Louisiana. We do have one of the shortest work weeks. That tracks. But like, what? We're last in the country in job security? Louisiana is? The governor should be the one worried about his job security. If what you're doing in the meantime is micromanaging the head coaching hire and the club accreditation and the statue building at colleges and trying to do the most that you can to get on the weekend Fox and Friends show. Okay. Like you should be worried about your job security because that is what actually matters in the state. People having economic opportunity, people being able to get jobs. This is not a news item today, but just broadly speaking, if you look at Jeff Landry's record here, U.S. News and World Report goes over a bunch of different categories, not just jobs. Overall ranking for Louisiana, 50th. Pop quiz, Jeff Lander, do you know how many states there are in the country? Maybe not, because you're trying to honor a college dropout at a college university. But 50 is the answer. We're 50th out of 50. Crime and corrections, 50th. Economy, 50th. Education, 46th. Healthcare, 44th. Infrastructure, 48th. That feels high. Opportunity, 46th. Bottom. That's what we are in Louisiana. If you are overseeing this state where there is a crisis in the insurance market, where your crime is the worst in the country, where the economy is the worst in the country, if you're in charge of that state, then you should be spending all of your time dialing in on how to make life in the state better for people rather than distracting them with the shiny little object of, oh, we're going to build a bronze statue of this, of a political activist. Oh, I'm going to go on TV and start shouting about trans people. Like, I want to seem like a big tough guy who's going to, you know, be in charge of the football coaching hire. No, stop. Stop, Jeff Landry. Try to make the state better for people. Okay. How about that? And if you are grading on football, if you're going to add all this, I should note that the last LSU football championship was in 2019 when John Bel Edwards, the Democrat, was the governor of the state. So you're even failing on that score. The final thing when it comes to this crime, it is true that we're at the bottom of the crime rankings. And though a lot of the places where that crime is not here in New Orleans, there's a huge crime issue in Shreveport, you know, and in Baton Rouge, other parts of the state. And so in order to deal with that, what Jeff Landry is saying that needs to be done is we have to send in the troops, because Donald Trump likes to do like kind of fascist cosplay. He wants to send in the troops and send guys in fatigues to like walk around Bourbon Street and do selfies with drunk people. Like, that's the plan. So instead of actually like investing in our communities, investing in police, you know, investing in, you know, community engagement, investing in activities for after school activities for youth so they're not getting into trouble, right? Instead of doing that, like what we're going to do is have like guys in military costumes standing around the French Quarter, having like, depending on which, what their political persuasion is, people take drunk selfies with them or people drunkenly like moon them. Like, that's what's going to be happening right now. Huge cost, separating these people from their lives and their families that are in the National Guard. And Jeff Landry's all in for that, because whatever you want, Mr. Trump, I might even let you pick the football coach. It's just like you have to laugh to not cry. It's so embarrassing. This governor in this state. And I got to tell you, to my fellow Louisianans, just look at the numbers. If you're not happy about being last in the rankings and everything, hopefully you'll get unhappy if Jeff Landry costs us Lane Kiffin or Dan Lanning or another good football coach that can bring LSU another championship, because he's meddling in it and thinks that him and Donald Trump are better suited to make that higher than the professionals. I mean, hopefully that's a wake-up call for everybody. Appreciate you guys sticking around for this one, if you did. Otherwise, it was just for me to get off my chest and a couple of my buddies down here. Go Tigers. Louisiana, I should say one other thing. I love living in New Orleans. And it's great for me. It's good for my family. People are great. The people here are so great. The people deserve better. The people deserve better. Because it's the people that are not as blessed as me who are suffering because of the bad leadership of this governor. And it's those folks who are my neighbors and in my community, who have welcomed us here, who especially deserve better than janky Jeff Landry. Subscribe to this feed. We'll see y'all soon. And by the way, I'm not running for anything.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right here, right now.